Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. The major averages are showing some serious resilience ahead of the FOMC, extending that rebound. It feels like the bulls are trying to make a statement.
They certainly are making noise, but the tune has changed completely from Monday. Monday was all about tech leadership and terrible breath. Today, we flipped the script. The S&P, NASDAQ, and Dow all finished higher. But the real story was the participation. Advancers outpaced decliners 5-2 on the NYSE. That is the kind of broad-based buying we like to see.
It's interesting you mention that, because if you just looked at the heavy hitters, you might have been worried. Tech actually lagged today. We saw Microsoft take a hit early on.
Exactly. That Microsoft situation was a mess. You had reports flying around about lowered AI sales quotas, then corrections saying it was just growth targets. The stock dipped about 2.5%, and that set a shaky tone for the megacaps early. Nvidia was down about 1% too. But here is the kicker. The market didn't care. Money just rotated. Energy popped nearly 2%. Financials were up over 1%. That is healthy rotation, not panic.
Speaking of rotation, we have to talk about the macro backdrop. We got a shocker of a number from ADP this morning. Negative 32,000 jobs? That is a massive miss compared to the 20,000 expected.
It was a huge miss. And honestly, the market loved it. It reinforces the narrative that the economy is cooling enough to keep rate cuts on the table for December. We also saw ISM services come in at 52.6%. It's expansion, but it is tepid. It's that Goldilocks scenario traders are betting on. Bad news is good news right now because it keeps the Fed dovish.
All right, let's get technical. We are seeing green on the screen, but are there any red flags under the surface?
There is one thing that has me cautious. Looking at the 30-minute charts on the SPY and QQQ, we saw a massive volume spike right around 3:30 p.m. today, over 10 million shares on the SPY, but price didn't rip higher. That smells like distribution. Big players might be selling into this strength ahead of the Fed. The SPY needs to hold 683.55. If we lose that, we could see momentum accelerate to the downside.
Got it. So cautious on the indices, but there are always setups. Where are we finding alpha for tomorrow's session?
I am looking at continuation plays. The first one on my radar is Palantir, ticker PLTR. It had a classic late-day breakout. It pushed new highs and closed strong. I am watching for a hold above 176. If it clears 178, we could see a run toward 180.
Palantir has been a beast. What about the cloud space? I saw Cloudflare acting well.
Cloudflare, ticker NET, is a textbook stair-stepper right now. It just grinded higher all afternoon. If we can get a pullback into the 203-204 area, I like that for a long. It's showing relative strength while some other software names, like Snowflake, are getting crushed after hours.
Yeah, Snowflake is ugly right now. Let's pivot to something faster. You mentioned some small cap momentum.
Oh, absolutely. Keep an eye on Red Cat Holdings, ticker RCAT. It's a drone play. We saw volume expanding and higher highs going into the close. This is a volatility play, so size down, but if it clears 765, it has room to run toward $8. Also, don't sleep on the semis. Even with Nvidia down, names like MTSI and Camtech, CAMT, finished near session highs. The chip sector isn't dead. You just have to be selective.
Selective is the word of the day. Before we wrap, any sectors to avoid?
I would be very careful with pure retail right now, despite the earnings pop from American Eagle. The broad sector is soft. And obviously, watch out for storage names. Pure Storage posted a thud of a quarter. Margins are getting eaten by AI reinvestment. That stock is plunging, and it might drag peers down with it.
Solid advice. Watch the levels, respect the rotation, and don't get caught holding the bag on weak earnings. Thanks for the breakdown.
Anytime. Keep your stops tight and trade what you see, not what you think.
That's it for this edition of Next Day Prep. Good luck out there.